In today's episode, as part of the Win with AI series that I'm doing with IBM for the Win with AI Summit, disclosure, I am paid, compensated for my participation in it. Today's question is, how can businesses use data today to develop a winning strategy for AI over the next 5 years? Well, no one has the foggiest clue what AI is going to look like in 5 years. Anyone who says they do is probably smoking the good stuff. Now you can say what's been developed today and how will it be deployed over the next 5 years, because that's a valid question. Today, all these techniques in deep learning and reinforcement learning and things like Watson Studio, for example, these are technologies that are available in market now, and it is going to take companies 1, 2, 5, 10 years to deploy them in market. But where the technology is going, nobody has any idea. So let's tackle this from the perspective of what do companies need to do with their data today in order to be able to make use of these technologies and eventually roll this out over the next 5 years. Data is the foundation of AI. Unlike traditional software, AI begins with data. So in traditional software, we write the code, you know, it's a word processor or whatever. We have the application on our phone or on our laptop, and the software is made, and then we use the software and it spits out data, right? You have a word processing software, you type a letter, and the data is what comes out of it, or the spreadsheet, or the slide presentation, or the video. That's the data. Software begets data in traditional software. In AI, data begets the software. So we take data, a lot of it, enormous quantities of it, and we give it to machines, and they learn from it and then create models and outcomes. And so that's what's so different about AI, is that instead of explicitly writing the code for a prediction or whatever, the software learns it from the data we feed it, which means that the data we give machines has to be impeccable. It has to be unimpeachable, or as close to it as we can get. Now, there are four main problems with data today. IBM calls these the four V's: the veracity, volume, velocity, and variety. Veracity is the truthfulness of the data. How clean is the data? If the data has questionable issues or is missing pieces, you're not going to be able to make good predictions. You're not going to be able to train machines on it. Volume is a problem that most companies have. They have too much data, and the velocity, the speed at which the data arrives every day, is also another problem. And finally, the variety of data. With unstructured data, video, images, audio, lots of text, speech, applications, IoT, you name it, all these different things are creating a variety problem. So how do we solve for these problems? We use what at Brain Trust Insights we call the 6C framework of useful data. Data needs six characteristics in order to be useful, especially for machine learning and artificial intelligence. And those are the data, well, let's bring up the framework here. There we go. Data needs to be clean. So it has to be prepared well and free of errors. And you can use machine learning to solve some of that, but there are limits after which you start running into validity errors. So yeah, the data should be as clean as possible to start with. So if a company does not have clean data, now would be the time to start that. The data has to be complete without missing chunks. Again, there are ways to solve for missing data with machine learning, particularly with a technique called imputation. But it's not as good as having the actual data. So if you've got missing chunks of data, you're going to have a trouble working with AI. Data has to be comprehensive, meaning it must cover the questions being asked of it. So if our data, if we want to know what causes a particular type of cancer, for example, and we don't have all the oncology data, we only have a narrow subset, we only have like blood tests, we lack other environmental variables, we're not going to come up with the right answer. We're going to come up with, at best, a partial answer, and at worst, a very misleading answer. So data has to be comprehensive. Data has to be chosen well, with few irrelevant or confusing variables. And so this is a lot of selection. And this is where data scientists spend a good chunk of their time. And these six steps take up a data scientist's time, like 80% of their time, just to get the data in working condition. Choosing variables requires things like principal component analysis and reduction of dimensions, dimensionality reduction, in order to figure out, okay, out of the 400 variables we have, which ones actually matter. data has to be credible, which means it must be collected in a valid way. This is an area where machine learning is not much help, because this deals with things like biases in our data. How biased is our data? You may be using machine learning to do natural language processing on social media data, let's say on tweets. But if you don't understand that Twitter itself has a bias in the network, that there are demographics at play, that there are socioeconomic factors at play that give a very specific weight towards certain opinions, you don't know that unless you have experience with understanding bias. And so this is a critical part of artificial intelligence and companies working with data. You've got to know that your data is credible. You've got to know how it was collected. You've got to know the biases of the collection process. Imagine at a corporation, you send out a survey to customers and say, you know, how awesome was your customer service? Well, that question by very definition is leading. Right, it's a leading question. Instead of asking, how was your customer service? Right, so the credibility of collection is one of those important factors in building good data, especially for AI. And finally, data has to be calculable. This is less of a problem for AI than it is for humans. Humans are really bad at dealing with massive data sets. Machines are much better at it, but a machine still has to be able to work with the data. It still has to be compatible in whatever formats are needed. So you may have a bunch of structured data and then a whole bunch of unstructured data. You've got to be able to have machine learning processes that transform the unstructured data into something structured in order to be able to do things like prediction. So this framework, the 6C framework, is the foundation for what companies need to do to prepare for AI. If you don't have data that has been through this process and you've addressed all six of these issues, all six of these features, then your AI efforts at best are going to be limited, and at worst are going to be highly misleading. And so we need to fix this first within your company. Now, if you'd also, so this is the data portion. Data comes from people, process, and platform, you know, the good old Levitt framework. If you don't have people who are committed to great data, if you don't have processes that enable the six C's, and you don't have technology that allows you to store it, transform it, work with it, then AI is just not for you. Especially the people part. If you have people who are committed to opposing the use of data, AI is definitely not going to work for you. And if you think about it, who might that be? Well, there are folks who work at some companies who don't really want a light shine on their work, because their work may not be very good, or their work may have ethical issues and things like that. So navigating great data and setting the stage for AI requires more than just technology. It requires a great platform, and obviously the Watson Studio ecosystem is a great platform for that. But it also requires great processes internally and a commitment from the people who work at the company to the AI initiatives. So that's the very long answer to the question. It's a great question about how to prepare for AI, what we need to do with our data. As always, please subscribe to the YouTube channel and the newsletter. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. If you want help with your company's data and analytics, visit BrainTrustInsights.com today and let us know how we can help you.